The Help is a must-see movie for understanding what life was like during the 1960s in the American South. On the surface, this movie is a story about a young woman cataloging the stories of several African-American women and their experiences working as maids for whites. This is not at all a shallow subject on its own, but the movie manages to give insight into the entire mindset of the South. It is less about racism and more about elitism, about upholding the perfect image, one that is white and rich, with a perfect house, perfect wife, and a couple of wonderful children. The central part of this film is the story of Eugenia Skeeter Phelan, played by Emma Stone, an aspiring writer who wants to interview several maids and publish their stories in a book. She decides to first ask an older maid named Abilene, played by Viola Davis, to be interviewed. Skeeter's attempt is clumsy and unsuccessful, showing her good intentions, yet just how naive she is.
Something else I want to write about. I would need your help. I want to interview you about what it's like to work as a maid. I'd like to do a book of interviews about working for white families. And we could show what it's like to work for, say, Elizabeth.
You know what Miss Leafall would do to me if she knew I was telling stories on her?
Well, I was thinking that we wouldn't have to tell her. The other maids would have to keep it a secret, too.
All the maids?
Well, I was hoping to get four or five. To show what it's really like in Jackson.
Eventually, Abilene agrees to help. Minnie Jackson, played by Octavia Spencer, a maid known for her sass yet redeemed by her wonderful cooking, decides to help as well. Theirs are the main stories in Skeeter's book. The antagonist in this film is Hilly Holbrook, played by Bryce Dallas Howard. Hilly's character embodies the social attitude in the South, one obsessed with image. Hilly constantly strives to appear perfect, which leads to her trying to upset the plans of her former friend Skeeter and the maids. This film displays that there is much more wrong in the South than just plain racism. The Help could have easily focused solely on the unjust treatment of the maids. Instead, by using both the experiences of the maids and the white women they worked for, much more about Jackson, Mississippi was brought to light. This movie obviously shows just how unfairly maids, and all African Americans, were treated in the South. However, it shows other things as well. Miss Celia Foote, played by Jessica Chastain, has a side story separate from the maids. She was considered white trash before marrying rich. Despite her best efforts, none of the ladies in the town will befriend her, mostly due to Hilly. Even though Celia is white as can be, she still isn't accepted. This shows just how elitist this society was, that anyone just outside of the norm could never be accepted. The film's portrayal of the South and the issues there wasn't one-sided either. There were a few good things that came out of the horrible situation in the South. The most important one was the relationship between the maids and the white children they ended up raising. Even though they were separate in status and society, the children and maids legitimately loved each other. Even though these relationships were not part of anyone in the South's perfect plan, they still managed to happen. The fact that they did made it seem like maybe things could change, maybe there could be hope for a better future. This film could be described simply as about the lives of maids, but it manages to encompass so much more. The fact that it reveals so much about the society is what makes it so riveting, but what it shows about human character makes it a powerful story, one that won't easily be forgotten.